Terry desired her feeding tube and to be removed and the food and water to be terminated for her. That is a legitimate medical decision that all Americans have the right to make. And at this point, Mr. Schiavo is fighting for our rights, the rights of every U.S. citizen, to have the medical treatment decision that they have made honored.
Because number one, I made a promise to Terry. I love my wife. And Terry's not an inanimate object. She's not a piece of furniture you pass back and forth. Terry is my family also, and I will be by her side every step of the way. There's no money, I will not inherit anything. We went through the court systems for 7 years. There's no doubts here. 20 judges have heard this. The United States Supreme Court has heard this. There's no doubts here, and Mr. Bush should be ashamed of himself.
Over the weekend, lawmakers who were supposed to be home for Easter break came back to pass a special bill to keep Terry Schiavo alive.
This is a step in where we have no business. This is walking where the angels fear to tread. We are playing with a young woman's life for the sake of politics. This is not about values. This is not about religion. It is pandering for political gains with the next election in mind.
This poll finds that Americans broadly and strongly disapprove of federal intervention in the Schiavo case, with sizable majority saying Congress is overstepping its bounds.
We're not doctors. We just play them on C-SPAN.
The federal government, and this body in particular, should not inject itself into the middle of this private family matter.
This is a sad day for Terry. But I'll tell you what, it's also a sad day for every person in this country, because the United States government is going to come in and trample all over your personal family matters, and they don't care.
It was just a little before 1 o'clock in the morning when Speaker of the House Dennis Hastert pounded the gavel and announced that the Terry Schiavo bill had passed.
No more words, Mr. Speaker. She's waiting. The members are here. The hour has come. Mr. Speaker, call the vote.
I believe that this is Terry's wish. And I believe in that strongly, and I'm going to be there for her. There's no doubt here, and Mr. Bush should be ashamed of himself.